Well, as we speak, Salugu and Disga are back normal. The situation is calm and the burning has stopped. There's a personnel of military and police on the ground, and they are maintaining law and order. However, our residents within the community are very much afraid of returning to their community in Disga. I'm told that within Salugu, most residents have returned as calm has returned to the area.
Has the police made any arrests?
No arrests have been made so far, and there has not been any casualties recorded in the incidents in the two villages. But there are suspicions and fears that there could be reprisal attacks overnight. And so the military and police patrol teams there are not resting. We are told that they are going to continue to monitor the situation and ensure law and order until calm totally returns to the area.
Give us a vivid picture of the security situation in these areas.
Now, Disga and Salugu are remote part of the North Gonja. These areas are called the overseas area. If you are in Tamale and you are going to these communities, it is quite difficult. There are times that you have to go through the Upper East region all the way through from BC before you get to these communities. So security situation there is quite porous. Military police presence there is not very strong. I must indicate that there's been a series of armed robberies and Fulani raids in the area, but no arrests have been made in the past. With regards to this Gonja Templema situation, it has been simmering for some years now, but fortunately last night it came to the fore.
What about the traditional heads in the communities? What are they saying? Have you been able to speak to them?
Well, no one is ready to talk except the few residents who are placed in distress calls to Radio Savannah. Otherwise, chiefs and traditional rulers within the area are not ready to talk. They are very much involved in this. Told that one of the chiefs in that area sent his boys to another chief, and that is what brought about this whole conflict. The young boys were detained, and what followed later was the attack on that community that led to the burning of the two houses. We are told that in Disa alone, more than 40 houses have been burnt down, and their food items as well have all been burnt down. So it is going to affect the people, the residents there, and it will take them some time to reorganize themselves. Remember, we are just entering the lean season within the northern region, and to have your food items burnt around this period of the time, you have a long way to go between now and somewhere July, August, before you are able to restock your food items.
You heard Mutala Isa in that interview with Jonathan Thompson.